Simin Shin Aleph, Kofchet, Lamed, Lamed Aleph. Just the two halachas which are mentioned over here, Mr. Brewer brings, the Mechaber brings down in Kofchet, that a person that wants to put a coin on top of a petza to protect him is allowed to, he's allowed to go out. If it's also merape, mashmoyis, mutilat isboi, mashmoyis, that's even if it's not merape, it's lahogin misar, that's also fine. And accordingly, it would be mutter to go out into the Shusar Rabbim with a band-aid. A band-aid would be mutter to go out into the Shusar Rabbim. It's also lahogin, and therefore it's not a problem. However, in the case of saying lahogin that it shouldn't get infected, it shouldn't get ruined, it also not contributing against it. However, it says it speaks out the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, that if the only reason he's putting on a band-aid is because he doesn't want his shirt to get dirty, says then in Chanam, you would not be allowed to. You would not be allowed to wear the band-aid in the Rishus Aramim, because there it's not protecting the body, it's not protecting the pesa, and therefore it's considered a masui. It's only to protect the shirt, it would be usher to go out into Rishus Aramim. The first Nakuda. Second Nakuda, which is brought down over here, is the talis, how to wear a talis outside. Also talks about, just as the last with band-aid, it talks about if you want to put on something, besem, you should try to clean off the blood first, it shouldn't be tzevea. The person which is going into the garbage, you wouldn't really have to worry about that too much. The item is not makbid on chad pa'mi al tzevea. Including toilet paper for all those that are learning about that first dinner. The form of people. The with regard to talisim, so then depending on which shul you're part of, it depends on how you wear your talis, and depending on whether or not you're allowed to wear the talis in the shul around. And if the talis is wrapped around the neck, which is the way that some people do it, then that would be a masui. That's a mechal pasim, is a masui. However, if it's the normal way that people do wear it, it's like turns into a scarf, and then it would be mutter. However, I don't think that most people, even the people that do wear their talisim like that, they don't wear it in the shul around like that. And therefore, it would be a matzah, you would not be able to wear your talis outside like that. If you're wearing it properly, even though you fold it up the sides onto your shoulders, that's not a problem, that's not a matzah, it's considered a malbush, and that's not a problem. The Mechaber, the Mishabur over here, talking about folding up your talis, picking it up as you're walking. Mishabur says you shouldn't pick it up too high, you can pick it up a little bit, don't pick it up mamish high. If it's a beggar that you actually have your sleeves in, your hands through the sleeves, then you can pick it up as high as you want, it's considered a malbush. The place we're talking about here, Moshe actually has in Chelek Hei, in Simin Yud Ches, Sif Chof Tes, Moshe talks about folding up your sleeves, like many people do, the way that they wear their sleeves, is they not put them all the way down, and they fold them up. Can you walk out like this, into the Shus HaRavim, on Shabbos? I do remember many, many years ago, about 20, almost 25 years ago, that a relative of mine was telling me that I was in the mountains with him for Shabbos, and they had in the camp, bungalow colony, they had an Erev. He doesn't use the Erev, but at least he'll go up with it, he'll fold up his sleeves and walk outside like that. The Maisha says that because the Maisha says that Saka would be not, it's like a Masui, it doesn't help you really too much, it doesn't, and therefore, what's that? That part of the sleeve being folded up is like a Masui, that's not considered, it's not a Chedek. So even though the rest of the beggar is a regular beggar, which Lachur over here, it's not so clear how. But Maika, I saw it brought down there, Mr. Kralis is Mako with regard to this. I don't know how people fear Zuch. The Maika, there are some people that are Machmer. Certainly, I think the way that many, many people walk around is with their sleeves folded up like that. And therefore, at a certain point, it turns into like a style almost. And depending on how cold they are, depending on how they are. But if that would be the case, then in the Chanami, maybe that would be considered that's a chelik of the beggar, that's the chelik of levush, that's not considered a masui, and there's what to be saying, certainly not to be meicha, for those that are meikum.